We're on Memo Middeis at the bottom. Okay. Gemara asked how the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit in the Azora, and the Gemara answered that it was an Ezra Snoshim, Meisrei. The Heichen Korimbo, where does the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah? Ba'azora. So Tanakhama says in the Azora. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Baharabayis. Shenemar, Vayikra Bol, Lifnei Harechov, Asher Lifnei Shar Hamayim. Just like in Ezra, they read it in the Harabayas. Rav Chisda said the Tanakhama, when he said Azora, he doesn't mean Mamash the Azora, but Ezra Satnoshim. Vayikra bo b'sefer Ezra k'siv. Tani miha l'rabonon b'Ezra b'Azora ha'yikorim. According to Tanakhama, they read in the Azora. So Mora says, no, that's what Rav Chisda said, it means Ezra Satnoshim. The Kore Achri Mos Va'ach Be'osar V'Ramini Medalgim B'Novi They Medalgim B'Torah. You have to skip something here from Achri Mos till Emor. So you're allowed to skip from Novi to Novi, but you're not allowed to skip in the Torah. So how is he allowed to skip and read one parsha and then skip and read another? Om Rabbi Elokashi Kan Bechdeshi Yivsok HaTurgimon Kan Bechdeshi Lo Yivsok HaBeturgimon. It depends how long that skip is, right? If there's enough time for the maturgamon to finish and then to start from after rolling to the next place, so then you can do that even in the Torah. And if there's not, there's more time than that, then you can't skip in the Torah. V'ho alok tani, medalgim enovi, medalgim etorah, v'ad kam medalgim, akadesh lo yisakam maturgamon. Mechlau de betorah, klau lo klau lo. No, l'maisa, on that price, it said the following, that you can only skip in the novi if there's not going to be a break more than the time it takes for the maturgamon to say. So you're rolling while the maturgamon is being matargam that last pasuk. So that's where you're allowed to be medalig in the Novi. And that it says you can't be medalig in the Torah in a similar way. Mashma, that in the Torah, even if you're not going to have enough time, more time than the maturgamon, you still can't skip. Elom Rabbi Elokashi. Kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. It depends what you're skipping to. If you're skipping in one inyan, then even in the Torah you can skip. But in two inyanim, two different things, then not. And here is one inyan, the inyan of Yom Kippur, in both places. V'hatanyim, we have a brisa that supports that. Medalgim b'torah b'inyan echad, uvenavi b'shnei inyanim. In the Torah you can skip if it's one inyan, and the Navi even if it's two separate inyanim. The kan b'kan, in both cases, right? It has to be that you're not letting people just wait there while you roll the Torah. It has to be that the Maturgamon is finishing up before you, what's it called, finish rolling. You can't skip from one Navi to a different Navi, from Yirmiyah to Yeshayah or similar. But in Treyosar, it's considered one big Navi, and therefore, what's it called, you can skip from one Navi to another. Now, we do that sometimes by the Haftorahs, what's it called, in Treyosar. As long as you don't skip from the end back to the beginning of the Sefer, backwards. Okay. And Bizman Azeh, since many places they don't read from a Kalaf, so the Haftorahs are made in such a way that you can skip, because when it's printed in a Chumash, so then it doesn't make a difference because you don't have to roll anything. So therefore, a lot of the Haftorahs are made in such a way that if it would be written in a cloth, you can't skip like that. But in a printed Sefer is okay. Okay. Mashnisan Bichdeshlo Yitzhak Haturgamanhu Sheparsha Shor Okesef Krova LaParsha Sachrimos. It's a very short roll to Emor from Achrimos. The logomer haturgam on the targem achizeh roa achba osaru maskel kshemafsigzeh. And the turgamon doesn't finish before you finish rolling and are able to start right away achba osar. Vad kam medalgim benavi, kan binyan echad, medalgim betorah, kagon nesnisan de tarvayo binyanad yom akipurim ninu. If you're skipping to a similar topic, that's okay. Hilkach medalgim bichdesh lo yitzok. Then, as long as you're not keeping people waiting while you roll, but the maturgamon anyway is saying while you're rolling, and he's finished exactly when you're finished, or before, what's it called, he finishes not before you finish rolling, that's okay. ובראיסא דקטני דאפילו בכדי שלא יפסוק תורגמן אין מדלגין בשני עניונים. Right? The braisa that says that the Torah you can't skip is where you're skipping for two different topics. Shezeb in Yom HaKippurim v'zeb etzavis Aron over Parsha Acheres. Right? You're skipping from one topic of Yom Kippur to some other topic, a different Parsha. She'ein ha'lev shehu nimshach achar inyan echad memaher lotzis menu l'shmo l'hovin divrei inyan achar. It's hard for a person to go from one topic to another topic, so therefore you can't skip. He can't keep his mind on it. Hilkach, therefore, Torah shah mitzvahs tu yisbo, Torah, which is mitzvahs, so we're afraid that a person is not going to pay attention well, and he's going to skip some mitzvahs and forget about them. Right? Umashmien osa letzibor, uposik echot shalo yovinbo, shehu shocho, v'overalov, v'einu mekaimo. Right? Torah is practical, mitzvahs. So therefore we're afraid that if you skip two and yonim, the person's not going to take heed of it, and he'll end up not being mechayim a mitzvah. Ubo achura bal kachin, so something bad's going to come out of it. Lachein ein medalgin meinyin leinyin, v'afilu ein aturgim memafsik. Avo benavi shaper, the navi isn't mitzvahs, it's musr. Musr, you forget a little bit, nishalach. V'atanya benichusa, right, we have a braisa that supports that. Of a navi b'shnei inyanim, the Torah you can skip in one inyan, and navi even two inyanim. The cholish came b'inyan echad. Of a navi shoshnei masor medalgin minavul and lechaverta the kule echad safrahu. The entire shtrei osor is considered one sefer. Misofa sefer letchilas olam afreya. You don't skip backwards. The goal is a Torah minichu b'cheiko v'chol kach lomba. Why does he have to go and make this declaration that there's more here than I read to you, right? When he's reading what's on balpeh, why? Shelo the hotzi laz al sefer Torah, not to be motzi laz, that they should think that this is not written in the sefer Torah. It's missing. It's there, but I'm not going to roll to there. I'm going to say it balpeh. Uva'osu b'shebechumash apikudim kor alpeh v'lekorchi l'sefer v'likrei. Why doesn't he roll and read it from the sefer? You don't go to Sefer Torah while the Tzibur are waiting. It's Tircha de Tzibura. Mercer's Valesi Sefer Torah Achrina, right? Rabbi Bader's question yesterday. Bring another Sefer Torah. Ravuna bar Yehuda Omra Mishum Pagama Shal Risho. Because of the Pagam of the first one, people will think something was wrong with the first Sefer Torah. Reb Shim Melkish Omar Lefi Shein Mevorchim Bracha Shein Otzricha. If you get a new Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make a new Bracha, and it's unnecessary. So he reads it Balpeh, not to necessitate another Bracha, and there's a lot of Diyun in the Rishonim why you'd have to make another Bracha just because it's a new Sefer. Where it says, Umich Hashin L'Pegama, are we choshes then for the Pegama of the Sefer Torah? Well, a lot of times we take out another Sefer Torah, right, and read something new. The Omer of Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Teves that came out on Shabbos. So you have to read the Parshas HaShavua, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. So maybe Shalosh Torah, you bring three Sifrei Torah. The Kori Achas Minyon L'Shalom, first one you read the Parshas HaShavua, the Achas Rosh Chodesh, and then for Shvi you read Rosh Chodesh, and for Maftar V'Achas B'Shal Chanukah. So where it says, like I told you yesterday, Talta Gavri, but Talta Sifri, like a Pagama. It's different people reading in each Sefer Torah, then there's no Pagam. It's a new thing. But one person in two different Sifrei Torah, you might think that something's wrong with the Sefer Torah, otherwise why didn't he read from the first one? Chad Gavra, but Trey Sifrei, Yika Pagama. Rashi, V'chol Kach Loma, Lo Lomar Lohem, why does he have to make this declaration? Shelo Lahotzi Laz, Shelo Yomru Parsha Shukore Alpeh Eino Ksuva Bo, the Sefer Meshubashu. They shouldn't think that the reason he's reading Balpeh is not written in the Sefer Torah. It's not the reason. Mishum Pigamo Shel Sefer Torah Rishon, Shelo Yomru Motzabo Psul. You don't ever take another Sefer Torah, right, if it's the same person reading, because people will say there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. Binyamo Shel Yom Parsha Shelosa Shabbos, Lefi Sefer Parsha Satorah. That's what you read the first Sefer Torah on Shabbos Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Mevorech Oleh Hashemon the Brachos, Tong Rabbanim, Mevorech La Torah, Kederish Mevorech Leis HaKnesses. You make the Brichos HaTorah LaAchareha, Asher Nosan Lanu, the Alho Avoda, the Alho Da, the Al Mechilas Avon, Ketikunan, right? Like you do usually, right? Avod is Ritzei, Hodah is Modim, Mechilas Avon is the bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. What? Yeah, it's a different, it's a different order. It's not the same order. Because he's not saying Shemona Esrei now. He's making just brachas. Stop. Ala Mikdash b'fnei atzmo, v'ala Kohanim b'fnei atzmon, al Yisrael b'fnei atzmon. He makes a special bracha for the Mikdash, for the Kohanim, and for Klal Yisrael. V'al Yerushalayim, and for Yerushalayim b'fnei atzmo. V'hashar tfila, Tanu Rabbanan, hashar tfila, tchina, rino, bakosha, sh'amcha Yisrael tzichim, livosha, v'chosim b'shomer tfila. And he makes the bracha shomea tefila, which and we don't make bechlal on yontif, right? So that's it's not the same word on esrei. In the end, he ends with a lengthy tefila that he adds whatever he wants to, with tchinas and rina, whatever shevach or whatever, and he's chosen b'shomea tefila. Mikan ve'elech kol echad ve'echad mevi sefer Torah mitoch beiso the korebo. After that, people used to bring. Some hold it's a halacha. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold it's a halacha, but it's a maisa. That's what they did. People used to bring their own personal Sefer Torah and read from it. The Kol Kach Loma, why they do that? Kedei laharos chazusa l'rabim. To show Zekeli Vanveyu. To show how what a kind of beautiful Sefer Torah they had.
But what would they read from?
What? No, it's not. They would read from the Nyonim of Yom Kippur themselves, yeah.
Where did they read from?
What? They brought it from their whole house, and what's it called? The Gemara says that we this month the Yomer holds you're allowed to carry in Yom Kippur. It's like Yontif. Tana Rabbana Ashar Tfila Zuhi Shiyesh Birka Brocha Achas Ubo Tfila Tchina Rino Bakosha Sham Chisrael Mikan Ve'elech Lacher Shigomer Kohen Gadol Likro Parsha Bibruchoseho Kol Echad Min Atzibur Mevi Sefer Torah Mideso Le'azora. The Kesavar ain't Eruv Otsol Yom Kippurim. This man, the Omer holds, you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur like on Yontif. Inam Yerushalayim Dlososer Nu'ulos Belaylo Uma'arvin Eskula. Or another possibility is that inside the walls of Yerushalayim, right, the gates of the walls were closed at night, and therefore you can make an Eruv, and there's an Eruv around the Ir HaAtika. Laharos Chazu, social Sefer Torah, the Noyo, to show the beauty of this, each one's personal Sefer Torah. Domar Mar, Zekeli Van Veyo, is Noy Lefon of Mitzvahs, but Sefer Torah Noah, but Tzitzis Noah. So people brought their own personal, everybody had their own Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so they brought it and showed how beautiful their Sefer Torah were. Parshas HaMelech Ketzot, what's the Parsh of Hakel? Motze Yontif Harishon Shulchag, Bishmini, the Motzoi Shvius, right? The Motzoi Yontif Harishon, the first day, first night, Machlokas really. Some say the first night of Chol HaMoed, and some say the first day of Chol HaMoed, in the daytime, Hakel was. Right? On Sukkot, Bishmini, we'll see one second, that means in the eighth year, not the eighth day. The Motzoi Shvius, after Shvius, Osin Lo Bima Shel Eitz Ba'Azorah, they built a beam of an H in the Azorah. Vehu Yoshev Aleha, and he would sit on the bima. Shenemar Miket Sheva Shonim B'Moed Chazan Akneses Notel Sefer Torah V'Nosel Rosh Akneses. Here again, the Chazan of the Knesses, the Gabbai, gave it to the Shamas, gave it to the Gabbai. V'Rosh Akneses Nosel L'Skan, and the Rosh Akneses gave it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. V'Skan Nosel Kohen Gadol. The Skan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Nosel L'Mela. And the Kohen Gadol gave the Sefer Torah to the king, who was going to read from Mishnah Torah. The Melech Omer Mekabel, the Melech stood up and was Mekabel the Sefer Torah, the Kore Yoshev, and he read sitting down, because Melech Yisrael, Melech Beis David is allowed to sit down in the Azorah. Agrippus HaMelech Omad VeKibel VeKore Omer. Agrippus remained standing and didn't read sitting down. V'Shibchu Chachomim. And the Chachomer Shabeachim, Shigia Lelotucha Losi Solecho Ish Nochri, when he read that parsha of the Melech, where it said, Losucha Losi Solecho Ish Nochri, Zol Gwain of Demo started to cry. Because he was a descendant of Hordas, who was an Evid. Right? So the Maisa, what's it called? So Amrulo Altisiori Agrippus, Achinuato, you're our brother. And the Chachomim were punished for this, for being Mechanif Agrippus. Rashi says that he was a Jew because his mother was a Jewess, and what's it called? Therefore, he was a kosher yid, and Tosus says no, his mother was not a Jewish, was a shifcha, and he wasn't kosher really to be a melech. The Korei Mitchilas Eila HaDvorim Ad Shema. What does he read? From the beginning of Dvorim till Shema in Voeschanan. Ushma V'hoim Shema. Then he skips from Ma to V'hoim Shema in Ekev. Aser to Aser in Re'ei. Kisachala Laser in Kisavo. Who Parshas HaMelech. And then he goes back to Shoftim to Parshas HaMelech. Who Brachos V'Klolos. And then back to Kisavo for the Brachos and Klolos. Ad Shigomer Kol HaParsha. Until he finishes the entire parsha, meaning the whole sefer. Brachos shekohen gadol bevorech olson hamelech bevorech olson elishenosin so regalim tachas mechilas ha'avon. The same brachos the kohen gadol made after he finished reading on Yom Kippur, the melech makes after he finishes reading on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, except he substitutes the bracha of mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim for the bracha of mekadesh Yisrael v'yom haKippurim. Melech Moche v'Solech Lavonoseinu. Rashi. B'Shmini b'Gemara Parak B'Shmini Soka Daitach Mashma on the eighth day. Ho Amrish B'Motzei Yom Tefarishin. He says the first night Chol HaMoed, for the first day Chol HaMoed. U'Meshaninon Eimo B'Shminis, the eighth year. B'Motzei Shvias B'Sukkos Shebetchila Shana Shminis. See, after Shemitah's over, in the Sukkos immediately after Shemitah. B'Mo Alambra Shenemar Miket Sheva Shonim, Veso Sheva Shonim, Veoso Kriya Al Yad Melechi. This Kriya, the Hakel, was read by Melech. The Tanya B'Sifri B'Parshas HaMelech, Es Mishnah Torah Zos, En Korim B'Yom HaKol, Elav Mishnah Torah. Since the, you read on B'Yom HaKol, the Melech has a special connection to Mishnah Torah. Even though the simple meaning is he writes a second Sefer Torah, but it also has to do with Mishnah Torah. In fact, Yabar Benel says all he wrote was he carried around with him was Sefer Devarim. The Korei Yoshev, the Korei B'Yeshiva. He's allowed to read sitting down. Agrippus HaMelech, Melech Yisrael Hoye. He wasn't from Malchus Beis David. He was Melech Yisrael. Mizaro Shel Hordes. He was from the Zera of Hordes. V'hushe Nechra Beis Hamikdash B'Yomav. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the time of Agrippus. The Lebo, the Zolgu Ein of Demos, Shehanikra Hazeh Posel Miramalchus, because this pasuk says that he was posel to be a melech. Achino Atar Sheimo Miyisrael, because his mother was Miyisrael, and Tosus argues his mother was Miyisrael, he would have been a kosher king completely. The Kori Mitchi, and also it says that anybody who says he comes from Hordes is an Eved. He wouldn't be an Eved, he'd be a kosher Yid. The Kori Mitchilos Eila Advorim Ad Shema Shebeveschanan. Ushma v'hoim shamoa al yedei dilug. He skips to v'hoim shamoa in Ekev. Umishom medalig laser ta'aser in Re'ei. Umishom medalig v'korei tichal laser brachos uklolos in Kisavo. Umishom chozel amafrei, and then he goes back. V'korei asmo alay melech. Right? And the Gemara is going to discuss why he does that. Why doesn't he go in order? Shema kabolos malchus shamayim. The reason he reads these parshios Shema is because kabolos ol malchus shamayim. V'hoyim shamoa kabolos ol mitzvus kedomer perik sheni de brachos v'chein brachos uklolos kabolos brisos shel Torah. People makabel the bris of the Torah. U'mashmiel rabim aser ta'aser ki sechal el aser neshus man isuf u'matonus aniyim. Because this is the time of Sukkos, is when you have to give out the matnas aniyim. So they read this to let people know they have to give a meiser. V'afroshes trumos u'maisres. The afopish of parshas hamelech matzekes bein aser lechisechale. Right? The what's it called? Aser to aser is in Re'ei, and kisechale is in Kisavo, and the parshas hamelech is in Shoftim between them. Kore es elu yachad shalolahasik b'maisres. Since they're all one inyan, we read those all together, and then we go back to parshas hamelech. The Acher Kach Chori Parshas Melech, the Imishum the Yesh Kandilug B'Tora Bichdei Yatsik Amaturgamon Ein LeMelech Turgamon. The Ein Matargam in Acherov. The Melech doesn't have a Maturgamon, and therefore you can't. The Maisa, what's it called? Since he has to skip anyway, so he skips even more than it would take the Maturgamon, because there is no Maturgamon. Brachos Kohen Gadol Mevorech Yom Kippurim Acher Mikra Parsha Amrinim Mevorech Aleh Shmona Brachos. HaMelech Mevorech Acher Kriyoso Shel Regalim Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim Mevorech Tachas Brachos Al Mechilas Ha'Avon Shub Yom Kippur. Says the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, not the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. B'Shmini Sol Kedaitach, right? It can't be Shmini, meaning Shmini Atzeres, if it's what's it called, if it's Motzei Yontif Rishon. Eimah B'Shminis, no, in the eighth year. The Chol Hani Lamali, why does the Torah have to be so specific? Right? Tzrichi. The Ikos of Rachmana Miketz, Havi Amina Nimnu Mehashta. When Miketz Shavashana means when you come to Eretz Yisrael, count 7 years and make Hakil. It's not true. It's at the end of the first Shemitah. So therefore it said, V'apagav Velo Misrami B'Shemitah. You didn't start counting the Shemitah years till 14 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it doesn't say Miketz Shavashanim. It says Miketz Shavashanim, right? Bishnas HaShemitah, right? After 7 years of Shemitah. Kosev Rachmana Shemitah. The Kosev Rachmana Shemitah, Havayin Besov Shemitah. Before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. Kosev Rachmana B'moed. No, it has to be in Sukkot after Shemitah's over. The Kosev B'moed, Havayin Minam Ereshas. And I think Moed means Rosh Hashanah, right? Kosev Rachmana B'chag HaSukkos. Therefore it says B'chag HaSukkos. The ikos of Rachmana b'chagasuk, lave amina filu yontif achron, even shmini atzeres. Kos of Rachmana b'vo kol Yisrael me'atchalta demoed, from the beginning of chol hamoed. You can't do it on yontif because you can't build the bima on yontif, so they did it dafka on chol hamoed. But the what's it called? You see from here lechora that shmini atzeres is called a chag, right? Because it's chagasukos. And it could possibly refer to Shmini Atzeres. Big machlokas whether you say Chag on Shmini Atzeres, because it doesn't ever call Shmini Atzeres Chag, but here it's Mashmah it is. So some say no. It's part of Chag HaSukkos, but it doesn't ever call the Chag by itself. So in relationship to Sukkos, it could be the last day of Sukkos. The Shmini Atzeres is part of Chag HaSukkos, but there's never such thing as a Chag of Shmini Atzeres. We l'maisol not like that. And we say, Yom HaShemini, Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. But l'maisa, I think the Ramos says, you shouldn't say Chag HaAtzeres, you say Shemini HaAtzeres, without Chag, because it's never called a Chag by itself. And even though the Gemara says over here, I might think it's part of Chag HaSukkos, refers to Shemini HaAtzeres, that's as part of Chag HaSukkos, but not as a Chag by itself. Tzrichi, kol hasimonim ha'elu. The Torah had to be so specific in all these things. Miketz shnas hashmita ubechag hasukos of a moed. Nimno mehashta mishnas arboim v'hala. From the 40th year in the desert, they should count 7 years when they come into Eretz Israel and make hakel. Shabar v'smoev nemra parshazu. The afagav delomis rami b'shmita, even though it's not a shmita, because shmita they didn't start counting until 14 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Shalomonu shmita ma'alach ha'shevek shikovshu v'shevek shechilku kidamrin and be'erchi. Besov shmita korei kodim Rosh Hashanah shoshminis. So I might think it should be at the end of shmita before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore it said no, the homi kate sheva besov shnas ha'shmita. Right, so it says no, b'shminis. It has to be in the 8th year. Mirei Shata Shekula Nikra Moed. So maybe it's after Shemitah right away on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also called Moed. You'll see the Elam Moed Hashem Ukachashiv Nam Rosh Hashanah. In the Emor, Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, and it says Elam Moed Hashem. So Rosh Hashanah is also called a Moed. So therefore, what's it called? It has to say B'chag HaSukkos. And therefore, what's it called? Therefore, what's it called? Umeemas Maschil B'Moed. Umiu biyontif lo, you can't do it on the first day of Sukkot. Shein tikun habima docha lo as a Shabbos velo yontif. You can't build the bima on yontif, and you couldn't build it before because you're not allowed to plant trees or build things made out of wood in the Azara except for a tzorech. So if it would be built before yontif, it would be no tzorech at that time. Umi esmal nami lo avdin lo. The dachkilo es azora. Another reason is because what's it called? Because it would take up the room in the azora, and they needed an yontif to come there for all this ria, whatever, and therefore what's it called for ria the azora? It would take up some room in the azora from where people could stand. The high time of first gemara yishamim sechs megila. Diktoni hakel ma'achrin shechol lios b'shabbes the ka'omer mipnei habima. And if the first day chol hamoed was Shabbos, so then, what's it called? They didn't do it till the next day. The Navda Meesmo, Dochele Azora. No, they can't make it the early day earlier because what's it called? The takeaway room will be too crowded in the Azora.
Okay. In the past few Amudim, we see this before entering something, explaining something. It says, Kol Kach Lama.
Yeah.
What is it?
Why is it necessary for him to make such a declaration?
So
just
lama.
Read. What?
What's this called? Kachlama. Kachlama is like an extreme question.
Yeah. Why are we so makpid that he should have to go and make these declarations? Just do it. Mer is insinuating it's extra thing. It's not necessary. Anything that's not necessary is called kach. Why?
Because
Imam Yisrael, Tosha told you, Imam Yisrael, you could make him a.
That he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, for example.
Ah, so that, another Malchi Yisrael from Shevet Yehuda. Right, no, so there's a lot of deal. When you have to have Yehuda, or Yosef Shevet Yehuda could be, doesn't mean that it's never going to stop. It means it won't stop forever. But there'll be times when there'll be other Malachim from other Shvatim.
The Malachim of Beit Israel were the ones who read Hakel.
What? No, he would happen to be a Melech Yisrael. There wasn't any more Malchi based on it after the Chashmonaim were killed out. Even the Chashmonaim weren't for Malchus. But they were still kosher to be Malachim. Right? They just weren't Malchi based on it. But the Beis David will be eternally, but not always. Won't stop forever, but there will be a time when there won't be Malchi Beis David. Of course, that's the easiest way of understanding it.